From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Authorities in Niger say unknown assailants have killed 13 soldiers in the West African country. Saturday's attack occurred in a town near the border with Mali, according to a government statement. It says five others were wounded. This is the latest unrest to hit Niger, where four United States service members were recently killed in an ambush by extremists. The Spanish government said Saturday it plans to depose the leaders of Spain's Catalonia region and wants snap elections within 6 months, part of an effort to block the regions from breaking away. VOA's Jamie Detmore has more from Barcelona.
Pro-independence activists on the streets of Barcelona made their disapproval heard Saturday. They also demanded the release of two independence leaders who were jailed Monday night by Spain's national court on charges of sedition. Separatist leaders and their supporters are not deterred. Catalan separatists thought their disputed referendum earlier this month would mean more freedom from Spain and not less. But the Spanish government Saturday began a legal process to curb Catalonia's self-rule powers, saying it plans to remove the region's leaders and take control. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Barcelona.
Japan is voting in a general election that will most likely hand Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition a majority in parliament. 465 seats are up for grabs in the lower house, which chooses the prime minister. Media polls indicate voters see Abe's government as a safer choice over an opposition with uncertain track records. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA. More than 50 Egyptian security personnel have died during a clash with suspected Islamist militants. The government says the militants opened fire on the group during a raid on their hideout in the western desert. 15 militants also died in the attack. Egypt is currently fighting an Islamist insurgency in northern Sinai. A suicide attack killed 15 Afghan army officers west of Kabul on Saturday. A defense ministry spokesman says the attack took place outside the training academy of the National Defense University. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke on the phone Saturday. Marissa Melton has the details.
Putin and Erdogan discussed an upcoming meeting of the Astana process on the Syrian conflict. During their phone conversation, the leaders talked about joint efforts within the Astana process, including the creation of de-escalation zones in Syria and further coordination toward resolving the Syria situation. The Astana talks are brokered by Russia, Turkey, and Iran. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he first thought the appointment of Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador for the World Health Organization was a bad April Fool's joke. Maya Bush has more.
Trudeau told reporters he was dismayed by the choice of 93-year-old Mugabe, who has long faced U.S. sanctions over his government's human rights abuses, as well as criticism at home for going overseas for medical treatment. Trudeau calls the WHO appointment absolutely unacceptable, absolutely unconceivable, and says Canada's diplomats are busy making that very, very clear to the international community.
President Donald Trump says he intends to allow the release of classified government documents about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The National Archives has until Thursday to disclose the remaining files related to Kennedy's 1963 assassination. The trove is expected to include more than 3,000 documents that have never been seen by the public. America's five living former presidents gathered together for a concert to raise money for the victims of the hurricanes which ravaged the U.S. this year. Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter appeared in Texas on Saturday. The three Democrats and two Republicans came together behind the One American Appeal, set up to help those caught up in the devastating trails of hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. It has raised $31 million so far. For all the latest news around the clock and the latest on these stories, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.